or using this first. Mm-hmm. People used to buy flour in a big wooden thing.
Barrel.
Mm-hmm. And how about one that's smaller than a barrel that's used for nails?
Keg.
Mm-hmm. And metal bands around the barrel?
I don't know what you call them.
Oh, well, it's the same thing that Southern Belles had in their skirts.
Whoops.
Mm-hmm. What did molasses come in large quantities? Most people do not know this.
I don't know.
Okay, how about lard?
Buckets.
Did you ever hear the term stand of molasses or stand of lard?
Uh-uh.
Okay. How about a thing that you would use to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Pitcher.
No, the thing that you...
Funnel. Would...
Mm-hmm. Okay, and to make your horses go faster in a buggy, you
use a whip.
Mm-hmm. If you bought groceries, the grocer would put them in a...
sack.
Made of?
Paper.
Mm-hmm. And how did a fairly large quantity of sugar used to be packaged?
Now, flour came in a sack.
Made of?
Cloth.
Okay. Is that smooth cloth?
Yes. Because they take that cloth and a lot of people would make things out of them.
Like what?
Clothes for their children.
Mm.
They'd get them in big 25 and 50 pound sacks of flour.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, because it'd come in pretty prints and everything, and they'd make clothes for their children.
Huh. How about a cloth made of, a sack made of rough cloth for potatoes or feed?
Sack cloth.
What would you call the sack?
Burlap.
Would you call it burlap?
Burlap bag.
All right. Would you ever call it a toe sack?
Or? Yeah. Yeah. Toe sack.
Or a croaker sack?
Hadn't heard croaker sack.
Haven't you? Okay. And do you know how much, what you would call the amount of corn you take to the mill to be ground at one time?
Uh-uh.
What would you call the amount of wood you can carry in your arms?
I don't know.
Well, you just say, go get a quart of wood.
Go get a load of wood.
All right. Did you ever hear the expression, a turn of anything, corn or wood?
Uh-uh.
Okay. If your light burned out, you'd have to screw in a new
light bulb.
Mm-hmm. When you carry washing out to hang it on a line, you carry it in a
basket.
And what do you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling?
The top.
Well, the thing that goes down in the bottle.
The stopper.
Suppose it were made of that light, spongy material that floats. In a wine bottle, you'd have a...
cork.
Okay. Is it... Would you ever call anything a cork that was not made of cork?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What is a little musical instrument like this?
Harmonica.
Any other name for that?
Juice harp.
Hmm. Got the same thing?
No, a juice harp would be bigger than a harmonica.
What is the one that you pluck?
That's a juice harp.
Okay, well what's... Is there another name for harmonica?
I don't know.
Okay. And when you pound nails with a...
hammer.
All right, now I don't know if you'll know these things about wagons. If you have... two horses pulling a wagon, what's the piece between them?
The tongue.
All right. And if you have one horse pulling a buggy, what are the two pieces?
I don't know.
Okay. And talking about a wagon wheel, you have the hub in the middle and then the spokes, and then what's the outer part?
The rim.
Is there anything outside the rim?
The wheel.
What is the rim made of?
Iron.
Okay, and then?
The wheel would be rubber.
Okay, uh-huh. And did you ever hear the word felly or feller as part of a wheel?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the wheels fit onto the what?
The wagon.
Underneath the wagon, that long, it's on a car too.
The base?
Underneath there's a shaft of metal, I guess, and one wheel goes on each end of it.
I don't know what it is.
Hmm. Okay, I don't need that anyway. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the trace is attached to?
I don't know.
I wouldn't have known that. And if you had, you wouldn't know if you had two horses what you'd call
uh-uh.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
If a man had a load of wood and was carrying it, you'd say he's doing what? To the wood. He's
delivering it.
Or if he's loading it and unloading it, he's
selling.